Associated Press writes, the new chairman of the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board wants governments and businesses to change the way they look at highway safety, considering the whole system rather than the individual driver. On the roads, there were 38,680 deaths nationwide, the greatest number since 2007, up 10.5% from last year. At the same time, vehicle miles traveled declined. You're not the first to hear that we're going too fast, because at least for a while there were fewer folks out there and folks were zipping around.
Yeah, even this morning. This morning has been insane.
A spot in particular thinking about, Vic?
Well, no, just in general. Like, I'd say in the last month, travel times have doubled and crashes, fatal crashes, have gone through the roof. Just with my reporting.
People are driving more aggressively. And they say, okay, we need to start thinking big picture. The Secretary of Transportation called on road designers, public health officials, governors, vehicle makers, transportation providers, communities, even WGN radio talk show hosts to come up with new ideas. She noted that in her town, the speed limit's 55, and they pulled a guy doing 115. Folks can get away with it, and they do, or they can't get away with it. Now, what she didn't point out is the possibility that magnetized bumpers would keep cars from touching each other, because you know how magnets can't touch each other when you put the positive to the positive? This idea that I came up with yesterday, magnetized bumpers, was not met with a lot of, what's the word?
Acclaim.
Optimism, acclaim, attaboys.
Seriousness.
Well, guess what? There is a industrial magnet manufacturer with an office in Chicago, so I called him. His name is Robert Bunting. Hey, Robert, you're on WGN Radio. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
You're the general manager of Bunting Magnetics in Elk Grove Village, am I right?
That's correct.
How super is my idea, Robert?
Well, it's a great idea if cars were just a little bit smaller and a whole lot less weight.
How much would the magnet weigh if we put it on there?
Probably to stop cars going about 60 miles an hour, so that doesn't even take into effect your 115 miles an hour,
We'd
probably be looking at about 600 pounds in the front and back bumpers, so about 1,200 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Dave, your thoughts?
That could affect your mileage, couldn't it?
Just a little bit, yeah.
And the roads, the quality of the roads.
Excuse me, I'm doing the interview.
Sorry.
What would the cost be of this magnet?
We'd be unfortunately looking at about $30,000 to put these magnets in the front and back bumpers.
Mm-hmm. So, just for instance, a $20,000 car would now be $50,000.
That's correct. And in doing a little bit more research, John, we even found that we think the magnets would have enough repelling force only at about 6 inches apart. So unfortunately, if you're going fast enough, they would work, but then they would actually repel fast enough that they actually might have an accordion effect back.
Oh, spring it back.
Leading possibly to even more accidents.
Well, I didn't really ask you to do that research.
We got into it a little bit last night. We don't get fun requests like this too often.
Bet you don't. Kind of a shame. But Robert Bunting, general manager of Bunting Magnetics in Elk Grove Village, for all your magnet needs. Business would be good, right? I could see a Democratic administration saying, well, it's going to add 1,200 pounds and $30,000, but we're a go. We're a green light for this.
For sure.
All right. So good idea. And it would work, but possibly you would go boing, 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 boing back and forth 30, 40 times as you're ricocheting between the car in front of you and the car behind you, right?
True. And I think your gas mileage, you might make it to work and then have to fill up again. So there's already lots of magnets in your car. There's on average about 250 magnets in your car, little magnets in your car that do anything from sensors to the motors in your seats. But this might not be the greatest use.
So we're already magnet friendly. Would it, the staff here was, they're silly, but they were worried that the magnet would be pulling up debris from the road. Would that be a concern of yours also?
Unfortunately, like that, that would be a case with these permanent magnets. While they're very strong, you can't turn them on and off.
Well, then I got news for you. In Ocean 11 and in an episode of Breaking Bad, magnets turned out to be very efficacious.
Absolutely. Those are two of the more popular applications. I always go back to the James Bond. Those are the large electromagnets that you can turn on and off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they would even weigh even more because you have to have a power generator to create the electrical charge that electromagnets use.
Well, again, that's something I didn't ask you about. So finally, how's business? What's the like big selling magnet over there at Bunting, sir?
Well, we're very busy. We're in a lot of different industries, and everything is very busy. The trickiest thing for us, as a lot of companies, is transit. A lot of the magnet material that we utilize does come from overseas, and what used to take us about 4 weeks to get is now upwards of 14 weeks. So if you are from the NTSB, there is things that surely in the next decades, any improvement in getting material faster for business is well received for us.
Well, I wish you nothing but the best. If I want to get a whole bunch of magnets, what's the website for you, Robert?
Our website is buymagnets.com. So nice and simple, buymagnets.com.
Well, that's where I'm going to go for all my magnetic bumper needs, buymagnets.com. Robert, a real pleasure. Sounds like you know your business. Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Sean.
First words out of his mouth were, well, that's a good idea.